Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How are rural hospitals doing? Let's go in depth with Bob Cruz, CEO of the Pella Regional Health Center. Bob, it's been a while since we've spoken, but there's just like some really big things that have been happening at the hospital over the last few years, some very recently. Can we just do a sort of a 30,000 foot glimpse at some of the bigger things and what's been happening and what are some of the consequences?
Well, where would you like me to start? Should I?
Well, let's start with that wonderful wing, the obstetrics wing. Let's start there.
That'd be great.
It's been what, a couple years?
Well, I think it's probably almost three.
Okay.
Goes so quickly.
All right. So how's it worked out?
Well, really very, very well. And the reception of the public has been phenomenal. And due to a lot of circumstances, we've seen unprecedented growth the last 3 years. We've been well over 500 in the 530 range for the last births per year the last 3 years. And what's with the addition of even additional physicians the last couple of years that do obstetrics, I was just talking to one of the doctors today. We're 60 births ahead of where we were at this time last year. So we're gonna be very, very close to 600 births this year at the pace we're at right now.
Well, if I'm remembering right, when we talked, I don't know, maybe it's 8-10 years ago or so, you were proud you broke 400.
That's exactly right. And again, when we started our practice down in Ottumwa and had physicians covering that area, there was a number of people that started coming our way. It showed us that people will travel for their obstetrical needs if we provide their prenatal and some of their postnatal care in their local area. They will come up to Pella for their delivery. And again, I just have to stop and pause and just thank our physicians here that are so dedicated and work so hard to do a great job in that area and all areas, but particularly in the OB, being that's what we're talking about right now. Our nurses are very dedicated. They give exceptional care, and they remember our mission every day, and I think our patients really appreciate that. So that's been a really nice success story. I mean, when we think back on over a $9 million unit like that, a huge project for us to undertake, but we were at the point we felt we were either going to get bigger or our older unit was just not going to be sufficient. So it's turned out to be a very good thing.
I have to ask what the listeners are thinking is, did you build the expansion big enough?
I think that's one of the, it makes me laugh only in that at the time we're doing it, it seems huge. But I think what I can look back in my career here and say is sometimes we didn't think big enough. And there's always the same limiting factors probably everywhere. You know, try to go as far as you can with the money that you have. But what I feel really good about, though, is we had a master facility plan when we started looking at that new area. And we were not able to build out absolutely everything when we started or when we completed that project. But we knew that there was potential to expand on that site, and we had the master plan already developed. So if this trend continues, at least we have some room to expand in the future if we need to.
Okay, so that was sort of far-sighted with the planning. That was sort of a little bit maybe going out on a rope.
I mean, it felt like it at the time. I think for the Board of Trustees, for all of us, I think we felt we were going out on a limb. But again, like many things through the years, I hate the old phrase, build it and they will come. But it isn't just for the patients. It also has helped us attract. We've added up to about 8 physicians in the last couple of years, and several of those physicians that have been added in the last couple of years have been very, very active. Dr. Strong, Dr. Wooster, and now Dr. Mihalovich and Dr. Dykstra, they're all, and I don't want to miss anyone, but they've all are doing such a good job. And I don't want to take anything away from the other physicians that have been delivering babies for years, just doing a wonderful job. So it takes a large team of physicians, and we're very, very fortunate to have men and women physicians that are really committed to our OB unit.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bob Cruz, CEO of the Pella Regional Health Center. On, I don't know, 6 months, a year ago, there was changes to wound care.
That's correct. That's correct. That's another exciting thing. For folks that live in the area, we had an area in the hospital that was the former med-surg area. And then when we built the new massive addition, that former area had been used for various things through the years. But we had heard that we could join forces with an organization called Healogic that had been successful in working with about 700 hospitals in the nation to develop a wound care center where they could take patients that had had traditional wound therapy to a whole other level as far as their care is concerned. We learned that there are patients that live their entire life with open wounds and just don't think they'll ever heal, and they just try to treat them the best they can. And some of the techniques that have been developed through the Healogic program, which includes hyperbaric chambers, which we now have, that they were actually successful in healing some of these wounds. So that intrigued us. We felt that was an opportunity for us to take our wound program to a whole new level. So we made that commitment, and we're off and running. And I'm very, very proud of the staff there, too. Dr. John Canis, our physician, has been up and received the specialty training and is our medical director of it. And we've got a fine staff working with him, and we're off to a very good start.
Hyperbaric, what's that?
A hyperbaric chamber allows people to go into a literal a sealed chamber and are exposed to a very high volume or pressure of oxygen, which, and I'm probably getting on the thin branches of my knowledge here, but basically allows the oxygen to permeate the tissues to promote healing. And that's been proven over time to really work. But it's similar to going, if you were scuba diving, it's pressurized in such a way that these people have to acclimate their bodies in that chamber. So they're in there up to 90 minutes in each session. And then just like you don't come up immediately when you're scuba diving, they have to gradually be brought back into the normal atmospheric pressure and content. So it's quite a treatment, and it's repeated numerous times, but has proven to really aid and accelerate healing of these wounds. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't know that people would be living their lives without wounds.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, with wounds.
Yeah, that was news to me, and Healogic, which has done this, as I said many times, did an evaluation in the area, and I'll never forget this. They stated that within our service area, there was probably as many as 1,900 people that were living with chronic wounds that hadn't healed. So again, now our big job right now is to make sure that everyone knows about this. So this is a wonderful opportunity, Bob, to be able to get the word out. Our staff is trying to get the word out. We want people to know that this really nice service is available to the area.
And some big news with people that need infusions, too.
Yeah, that's another one. We started an infusion center when we made the major addition a number of years ago. And with the increased presence of oncologists here and rheumatology specialists, we have seen the volume of that type of work that requires people to come in for infusion therapy, they call it. They need to come in on a regular basis, particularly oncology patients, which they require very specialized pharmaceutical preps, and then they're infused here. That has grown so much that we outgrew the area that we built originally and have now remodeled the area that was our former physical therapy area into our new infusion center, and that just opened up just in the last month or so, and we're very, very optimistic about being able to serve even a larger group of people that need chronic infusions and injections.
Okay, so did you build it big enough?
That's a really, really good question. I think we built it large enough for quite a while. It's I've more than doubled the capacity, but again, I hope, almost hope, we didn't, because that means that we've worn the current location out, and we need it to be bigger.
Well, now as we baby boomers continue to age, don't you wish that would sort of stop?
Yeah, yeah.
If we continue to age, and I'm guessing you're getting, you know, a variety of things with this, but I'm wondering about heart attacks, cardiac treatment. I'm sure there's been changes with that,
too. A lot of changes with that, and we're working closely with our physicians along with cardiologists in Des Moines in an effort to increase the overall cardiology coverage here in Pella. And that's growing. And as a result of it, many patients that need to have some kind of interventional therapy will need to have care ongoing following those procedures. And we've seen a real growth in that type of care where we take people and put them on the proper exercise machines and can properly monitor them to see how they're progressing following procedures. And we just recently now remodeled an area of the former long-term care area into a cardiac rehab area and purchased all new equipment that will allow us to better monitor people's progress with their cardiac rehab. So that's new and exciting as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bob Cruz, CEO of the Pella Regional Health Center. And what's been the patient response?
Very good. It's nice for those folks to be able to get it locally and not have to go somewhere else for their ongoing rehab care. So it's just like the previous two things we talked about. People like to have as much care local as they can possibly get, especially like when I go back to the oncology, when they're suffering with cancer, we want to make it as convenient for them as possible if they have to make repeated trips back. Cardiology the same way, because that's an ongoing exercising and monitoring program. So we want to have great services right here in Pella for those folks.
You mentioned convenience, and the whole world has changed. We're used to information at our fingertips. We want things right now. We want to buy things right now. We want instant gratification. And I don't know, is the healthcare industry adapting? Are you doing anything to sort of go with how society and people are going to give us that information to coddle us?
Yeah, and that's just such a great question, Bob, because one of the things I say to the staff here all the time is, what is it going to take for us to be relevant in 3 to 5 years in healthcare? And you're absolutely correct. If we do not continue to adapt, it's going to the consumer approach to healthcare is changing so rapidly that if we don't do it, somebody else is or will. So we are trying our very, very diligently to meet those kind of needs. And a prime example of that is our walk-in clinic that we established late last year. And we've seen a very, very impressive growth in utilization of the walk-in, where people can literally just walk in to receive their care or go to the website and see how long a wait it would be, but can come in for their care. It's growing every month. So that's a really very interesting. We also have to try and make our whole processes much more convenient, because people don't want to wait in lines. They want to be able to register and ahead of time. So we're looking at having portals. Our portal is already up and running that people can do a lot of their communication back and forth through their own computer portal to the clinics. We're trying to have people here that can help guide people on what it's going to, we call them advocates, that can kind of help them understand their billing process, before they have a procedure, and the list kind of goes on and on. But your point is extremely well taken. Healthcare is evolving and changing rapidly, and it's becoming much more consumer demand. That's the rule of the day. We have to do what consumers want when they want it.
Now, if you and I would have sat down, and we did probably 15 years ago, I might have asked you, what's your plan for the next 10 years or so? But now we have to ask, with all the rapid changes and stuff, I have to ask, what are the next two or what can we expect in the next 2 or 3 to 5 years?
If I think that's something that I try to read about just continually. I think it's very interesting to see what Amazon and some of the very large companies like that have done to some retail and that type of thing. They're looking to do the same thing to healthcare. When you hear that large companies like the Aetna Insurance Company merging with CVS Pharmacy and talking about having clinics in every CVS specialized pharmacy for primary care. They're already doing it a lot already. That could have a profound impact on healthcare. You know, just how we deliver care with telemedicine, you know, more and more being done through your computer or your phone. These are all things that we are aggressively looking into right now because that's what the public is wanting to have. So it's changing very rapidly right now. In fact, some of the real futurists are saying that change is just basically a constant. You know, you'll be evolving just continually or you won't be relevant.
So you have to watch these trends
right.
and see what's happening, see what works with them and what doesn't work, and then you have to find the niche for Pella Regional.
And that's the trick. And that's easier said than done at times. And it also involves the entire team understanding the why we're doing it, first of all, and then how are we going to do it, and then where's the money going to come from? Because all these changes, a lot of it are IT related. When IT growth in healthcare is phenomenal, the use of all IT, and all of these things take time, all these things take capital, and so it's there's a lot of challenges to this. So your question's very accurate. What is going to be the most important to the region that we serve right here?
Thanks to Bob Cruz for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.